standing on one leg, I'm half cast. Explain yourself what you mean when you say half cast. You mean when Picasso mixed red and green is a half cast canvas? Explain yourself what you mean when you say half cast. You mean when light and shadow mix in the sky is half cast weather? Well, in that case, England weather nearly always half cast. In fact, some of them cloud, half cast, and some of them overcast. So spiteful them don't want to see the sun pass, arras. Explain yourself, what you mean when you say half cast? You mean when Tchaikovsky sit down at the piano and mix a black key with a right key in the half cast symphony? Explain yourself, what you mean? Ah, listening to you with the keen harp in the ear. Ah, looking at you with the keen harp in the eye. And when I'm introduced to you, I'm sure you'll understand why I offer you half a hand. When I sleep at night, I close half an eye. Consequently, when I dream, and when the moon begins to glow, a half cast human being cast half a shadow. Will you use them tomorrow? With the whole of your eye, and the whole of your ear, the whole of your mind, and I will tell you how half of the story.
I've been on enough, but not these times, yo, I've been on my job. I've been on enough, but on the road that I've been on enough, but on the road that I've been on my job. I've been on my job, but them times I've been on enough, but now, yo, I've been on my job. But on the road that I've been on. Wait for it back, there you go. It's just a little one. I've been on enough, but on the roadside, I've been on my job. I've been on my job. Hey, the man lied, I've been on enough. Me, I put it on the front, yeah, I've been on my job. The man lied, I've been on enough. Not me though, yo, I've been on my job. Hey, the man lied, I've been on enough. Not me though, yo, I've been on my job. The man lied, I've been on enough. Fuck that, nah, I ain't been on enough, nah, nah, me. I've been on my job, put on the roadside, I've been on my job, hey. I've been on my job, all about material, I've been on my cloth, hey, hey. I've been on the door, hit the spot, I've been on the door, hey. The man like, I've been on enough, not me though, yo, I've been on my job, hey, hey, yo, I've been on my job, all about material, I've been on my cloth, not material. Material items though, just the material. Yo, I've been on my job, earning my life. Hey, let me do that again. That's just kind of hard. I'm just gonna do that. I'm just gonna leave that. That's a little bit nice hook. And then... I've been on enough, not me though, yo, I've been on my job. I've been on enough, man, I've been on enough, not enough. The man, I've been on enough, not me though, bro, I've been on my job. The man, I've been on enough, I've been on my enough. I've been on enough, not me though, yo, I've been on my job. I've been on my mind, not me though, bro, I've been on my chain. I'm gonna get you in the rain.
My name is Ximenez Dega here, and I have a very concise message for you all today pertaining to the Black Lives Matter movement. The first thing I would like to say is that black lives obviously matter, and it sucks that we had to create some sort of nursery rhyme and jeer it through the streets just for people to wake up to this matter. Second off, if you are white passing or white, it is your duty to use your own voice during this movement. It is not your duty to seek out black delegates and leaders and repost or rehash their information to your profile out of you feeling like you want to do something. That ultimately is not doing anything and is going to allow for you to feel like you did something come tomorrow. Black people, it is your job to remain calm and to peacefully guide white passing and white people in the right direction of true equality. It is not your job to post Blackout Tuesday or Blackout anything for that matter, because you are a Blackout Tuesday post every day of your life. That is my message for you all. You can follow me on Instagram at Simcast, S-Y-M-C-A-S-T. You can follow me on my Twitter at 96Simcast. And I hope that everybody stays positive and safe during these times. And just stay conscious. This is very real, especially in the States. This shit is real, guys. All right, peace.
When I give these books away, will my ink betray me? Will my stories resist wings and grow feet and convince men that I'm boasting? My psalm seek the company of lonely breaths. Will they inspire sudden lovers to kiss with mouths they don't have yet? Boy, whoever reads about how much I adore you, I hope my words bring them something new. Something new.
Child, bless your heart. Keep a tender heart.
With you, I can empty myself of all my rivers. Documents to myself. Oh, how could I restrict what's giving me so much life? Today I'll find a kind and burrowing creature that can carry all these pages into the ground. He'll recite the details of your love with his family, and what was once a whisper will become a deep rumbling sound. And I hear,
good child, bless your heart, keep a tender heart.
Don't worry, boy, I'll keep a tender heart.
Hello, I'm Abina. This is like the millionth time I've tried to record this because I'm finding it so difficult to articulate my feelings and my thoughts. And the only word that truly describes how I'm feeling is that I'm absolutely exhausted. I found everything exhausting and very overwhelming as well, because it's just continuous, it's non-stop. This George Floyd thing is unfortunately another example of the continuous struggle against racism. And the fact that people in power are not saying anything is not surprising. Why would you say anything if by committing you're essentially delegitimizing your power? It's easier to delegitimize the lives of black people than to take away your power. And I just want to say that I'm fucking tired of it. I'm done. You know, this George Floyd thing in America, it's been going on non-stop. It's not like a new phenomenon. It's been happening for years. We've done this with Trayvon Martin. So many people, I've generally lost track. Like, it happens across the globe as well. I've lived in 3 different European countries and I've experienced racism in all of them. This is not like an American thing, like, oh yeah, they're all tapped because they've got guns and stuff. Britain is just as bad. Holland is just as bad. France, Germany, Spain, you're all tapped, all of yous. You all have a history that you don't seem to be confronting. Because it's easier not to do so, because you don't have to hold yourself accountable. You can keep onto that power. And I'm tired. I'm tired. This is happening in the UK as well. Detention centres, prisons, in the workplace, the amount of key workers, black key workers that we've lost for this pandemic. The fact that a report has come out and no solutions have been suggested by this government, it should be making you so angry. I'm honestly lost for words. Like, white people, shout out to you for like sharing all these things and stuff, but like, start putting in the work, because black people have done it in our everyday lives, in campaigning all the time. We've put in the work. I don't even want to say it's time for you to start putting in the work, because it's been fucking time. It's been time. If your eyes are finally open, fucking do it. Protest. Write to your MPs. Justice for Belly. Sign the petitions. We're tired. We are done. We have been done for years. My parents have been done for years. My grandparents have been done for years. Why is this still happening in 2020? Why? I'm fucking exhausted. I'm fucking exhausted. That's what I think about this whole thing. I need a fucking break for life. I just want to live. I just want to exist in peace.
Flames on the mains. Look.
Partiré nunca.
Satisfied. Nightmares of the bottom seem to keep me up at night. It's for my niggas who locked down on state road. It's for my brother who in that cell just growing old. The system never looked out, it just looked for him. Trouble man pushing powder just to push some for him. Niggas on the blocks, the box, selling that methadone to provide for their home, water running lights on. Make our ends meet, even if it means meeting ends. Sometimes having no sins, but keeps us in the sin. My lamentations, a king's confessions, obsessions with my profession. Got these niggas stressing, cursing the blessings. Hey, Andre.
Chérie, ma chérie, tout pour ma chérie, ma chérie. Gar sehr. Ich könnte nicht mehr ohne dich, ich lieb dich immer mehr. Genauso lieb ich auch Berlin und Amsterdam und Hollywood und Eifersucht, das ist eine Krankheit, ich liebe alle, alles tut und nach meiner Show, da sind wir immer so froh und alle gehen wir in die Disco. Der neueste Nightclub macht auf heute Nacht. Der neueste Nightclub macht auf heute Nacht.
Ich bin die Liebe, ich bin das Leben, ich bin die Mutter. home far. Sweetheart, will you be mine? You're the dream of a lifetime, with voice of mission bells that chime, and eyes that glow in sweet surrender, to lips as sweet as wine. Heaven must have sent you, dear, when I was feeling lonely, sad and blue.
Won't you be
my lover?
I don't want
another.
Please believe
me, do. With you, my life will be complete.